better soldiers. They killed a lot of Taglians before they realized they were in a box, with about 6 times as many Taglians after them as they expected. By then, it was too late for them to get out. But they took a lot of Taglians with them. When it was over, Willow went back to Taglios. Blade came home, too, and they opened the tavern back up and celebrated for a couple weeks. Meantime, the Shadow Masters figured out what happened and got thoroughly pissed. They made all kinds of threats. The prince, Prabhrindra Dra, basically thumbed his nose and told them to put it where the sun don't shine. Willow, Cordy, and Blade got a month off. Then it was time for the next part, which was to take a long trip north with the Radisha Dra and Smoke. Willow didn't figure this part was going to be a lot of fun, but nobody could figure a better way to work it. Chapter 17. Geazli. I got them all up and decked out in their second best. Mergen had the standard out. There was a nice breeze to stretch it. Those great black horses stamped and champed, eager to get on down the road. Their passion communicated itself to their lesser cousins. The gear was packed and loaded. There was no reason to hold movement, except that rattling conviction that the event would be something more than a ride into a city.
"You in a dramatic mood, Croker?" Goblin asked. "Feel like showing off?"
I did, and he knew it. I wanted to spit defiance in the face of my premonition. "What have you got in mind?" Instead of answering directly, he told One Eye,
"When we get down there and come over that saddleback where they can get their first good look at us, you do a couple of thunders and a trumpet of doom. I'll do a riding through the fire. That ought to let them know the Black Company is back in town."
I glanced at Lady. She seemed partly amused, partly patronizing. For a moment, One Eye looked like he wanted to squabble. He swallowed it and nodded curtly.
"Let's do it if we're going to do it, Croker."
"Move out," I ordered. I did not know what they had in mind, but they could get flashy when they wanted. They took the point together, Mergen a dozen yards behind with the standard. The rest fell into the usual file, with me and Lady side by side leading our share of pack animals. I recall eyeing the gleaming bare backs of the Geek and the Freak, and reflecting that we had us some real infantry now. The beginning of it was tight twists and turns on a steep, narrow path, but after a mile the way widened till it was almost a road. We passed several cottages evidently belonging to herdsmen, not nearly as poor and primitive as one would suspect. Up we went into the backside of the saddle Goblin mentioned, and the show started. It was almost exactly what he prescribed. One Eye clapped his hands a couple of times, and the results were sky-shaking crashes. Then he set them to his cheeks and let fly a trumpet call just as loud. Meantime, Goblin did something that filled the saddleback with a dense black smoke that turned into ferocious-looking but harmless flames. We rode through. I fought down a temptation to order a gallop and tell the wizards to have the horses breathe fire and kick up lightnings. I wanted a showy announcement of the company's return, but not the appearance of a declaration of war. "That ought to impress somebody," I said, looking back.